بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العلي العظيم. The speed that we are busy doing a kitab which is known as Anwar al-Salah, how to learn to correct our salah and try and improve our salah and make a correct and perfect salah. Because salah is that very, very great ibadat that if we correct our salah, we reform our salah, our whole deen will come right. And when our deen comes right, then our dunya will come right. And when our deen and dunya is right, then inshallah our akhirat will be made. So salat after iman, the greatest pillar of Islam is salah. And it is extremely important that we learn how to perform salah. If we all ponder and think, I'm performing salah for how many years, but what salah has to deliver, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, that salah is that great gift of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and that ibadat that will remove all shamelessness, lewdness, evil, all bad character, all the types of sins from a person's life. But myself, I'm talking for myself, we all can think of our own condition and we don't have to think of a next person, that how many years I am performing salah, but still I'm involved in sin. Still I can't control my gazes. Still I got evil thoughts in my heart, etc. Which is a clear sign that my salah is still far from where it has to be. The problem is with my salah. So we are extremely fortunate, and this was the practice of all the mashayikh of the past, that to make islah of their murids, they used to teach them how to perform salah. And this has come right from Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned very clearly, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, that perform namaz as you have seen me performing salah. Not just read how to perform salah. Reading in the kitab, you'll just get information. But even the greatest muhaddis, Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, wrote a whole kitab on how to perform hajj. But practically, when he had to do hajj for the first time, he was going in the wrong direction and making tawaf. And somebody asked him, why don't you read the kitab of Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali? That is, why don't you read your own kitab? So one is, theory we'll get from the kitabs. But our deen is not just based on theory. Our deen is based on two important aspects. One is Kitabullah, that is the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to follow Kitabullah, this is not any ordinary person's capacity. Allah ta'ala has sent Rijalullah, the men of Allah. Follow the men of Allah, and ordinary simple people like myself, all of us, laymen. Our deen is so easy. We just have to see the men of Allah, how they are following deen. And we follow, we'll be following the right path. But if we want to use our own intelligence, and today sadly with technology, which is actually shaitan's threat, how to divert us away from our deen, that any small thing we want to Google, if we want to follow Mufti Google, then we'll be going straight towards where Google is going towards Jahannam. So we should be alert. So it's extremely important that we realize that we have to learn salah from our elders, our ustads, who have learned from their ustads and their ustads. And if we want salah, what current, what connection with Allah, learn from our mashayikh, the spiritual guides who have learned from their mashayikh, and their mashayikh till it reached Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then see, as we improve our salah daily, then we'll realize what salah is all about. So alhamdulillah, we have been discussing this kitab already for the past 20 days, and we have started with the first sabak just briefly. What we have learned before that before you even start realizing how to perform salah, you should know four basic important points. One is, first of all, that the importance of namaz, how important salah is. And for that, alhamdulillah, many kitabs on virtue, fazail, have been written, particularly very outstanding kitab Fazaili Amal of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and as our Shaykh explains very beautifully, that we shouldn't just read it just customary, or the Talim is taking place in a masjid and you say, ah, we heard the Talim. There's no need to sat. No, sat what consciousness, and whatever part of my life is weak. For example, I'm weak in performing salah. Read those ahadith on the importance of salah, the warnings of missing out of salah with concentration, and see how it will start affecting your life. If you are weak in performing salah with jamaat, then read those ahadith with regard to the importance of salah with jamaat. So to have ta'aleem of these kitabs is extremely important. Sit for ta'aleem in the masjid, have ta'aleem at home, and realize that how important salah is, so important that every other command of Allah, Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam down. Even iman, Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam down to pass it on to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But salah is such an important aspect of deen, such a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala especially, so to say, invited Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the arsh of Allah. Mi'raj Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was undertaken, and a great honorable journey where heart transplant was taken, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart was washed, etc. at Kaaba Sharif. Then Baitul Muqaddas, met all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, then went right to the arsh of Allah and reached that position where Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam couldn't even go one hair's breadth further. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to there. And we know kings and great people, when you visit them, they don't send you back empty-handed. They send you with great gifts, with honor. So the kings of kings, Malikul Mulk, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who has called our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this was a special meeting between the beloved and the lover. But Allah Ta'ala gave such a gift that for the whole ummah. And that is why ulama explained that salat, may as-salatu mirajul mu'min, that your salah is actually a means of mi'raj, that is going to the arsh of Allah. If you correct your salah, by the time you go into sajda, you will feel the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So extremely important to realize, number one, the importance of salah. The second is to realize that this namaz is not any burden. It's not any penalty. It's not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us to disturb our work or anything. This is a very, very great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is such a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our needs better than us. And Allah ta'ala wants to give us success in our deen, in our dunya, in our qabr, in our akhirat. So Allah ta'ala has granted us this gift of salah. And to realize this, Allah Ta'ala has appointed a special, the caller of Allah Ta'ala, the muazzin, that makes people realize, Hayya ala salah, come for salah. And if that thought comes to your mind, that I'm busy now, I got an important appointment, I got a big deal, I'm busy with this customer, I'll do it after that, Allah Ta'ala immediately reminds us, Hayya ala salah, your success is here. Not in that customer, not in that appointment. Leave everything one side and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you'll see your success. And like Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala used to explain, that the moment Azan used to go, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face used to change also. Totally disinclined towards everything and preparing for salah. And this was the condition of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, the pious servants of Allah. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq. If we just get an idea what is salah, then our attention will all be also be in that direction. The third thing is now, salah, when you realize the importance, what a great ni'mat, now come perform a salah of khushu and khudu. That Allah Ta'ala says, successful indeed are those believers, قَدْ أَفْلَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ هُمْ فِي أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِئُونَ. Those that stand in salah with devotion, with concentration. And concentration and devotion and attentiveness is not anything that is beyond anybody's ability. It is very simple for each and every person. And that is just to think that Allahu Akbar, this Kitab Anwarus Salah is the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali. And it was retranscribed by one of the great khalifas of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Sufi Iqbal Sahib. And he gave some extra addition, some explanation, and made it very easy. And we can understand how important is this bayan and how beneficial it is. That Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh explained that concentration in salah, especially for a beginner, is so simple that in every posture of namaz, you just think for 1 second or so, I'm in front of Allah. That is concentration. In other words, that namaz will be a namaz of fast level. Otherwise, it comes in hadith, namaz will curse you. It goes up like a dirty rag to Allah. So in order to come out of that stage, just to get a namaz of fast level, just 50%, that person in every posture thinks for one moment that I'm in the presence of Allah. And our mashayikh of recent times, Hazrat Shaykhul Islam, Mawlana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, has made it even easier. He says, in your whole namaz, even one posture, one moment you talk, I'm in the presence of Allah, then that is a namaz of past level. That is a namaz of concentration. But we shouldn't remain on the very low level. We should increase the quality of our namaz all the time. So the khushu is, one is to realize I'm in the presence of Allah. Second is to think and know Allah is watching me. Allah's full attention is towards me all the time. Then even easier, a person learns the meaning of the du'as we are reading in namaz, the meaning of the surahs, etc. And generally, most of us have got patent surahs, the 4 shorter surahs. So, wal asri inna atina, kul wallahu ahad, kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. How many years we are reading, we still don't know the meaning of those surahs, how sad it is. So very easy, and a lot of people got shocked to learn Arabic. One easy way is, on your own also you can do it with your family. The Kitab Miftahul Quran is printed in 5 volumes. And if you buy that Kitab, you'll get it in a bookstore also. It's in Arabic, it is translated in Urdu, in English, in other languages also. If you learn half a page of that Kitab, or even less, every day, in 3-4 months, you'll see, you'll know the meanings of all the du'as that you read in namaz. You'll know the meaning of the surahs also. And if you go further, you'll able to speak Quranic Arabic. Not all this other Arabic of today, slang Arabic, which is not even proper Arabic. So we should try and attain this kitab and have ta'aleem at home and read Miftahul Quran. So this will increase our khushu, our concentration and devotion in salah. The 4th important aspect is that a person, once he has realized that namaz is a great gift, and in front of whom we are going to stand, in front of the kings of all kings. Allah Rabbul Izzat has given me a royal invitation, Allahu Akbar, today to get any appointment with just one ordinary counselor. How he acts like he's a man of very high position. You can't get an appointment with him once a week. Forget once a month, forget once a week. Allah Rabbul Izzat is giving us not an appointment, a special invitation. Not once a week, 5 times a day. Because Allah knows our needs better than us. And Allah wants to fulfill our needs. Now when you realize you're going for a very important appointment, very important, Allahu Akbar, very important meeting, then you see that you go with the correct etiquette, and you worry what type of clothes I must wear. How must I go for that meeting? You're asking people. So we should realize we're going for this very special meeting. Go with the correct adab, with the correct etiquette. See that our istinja is correct. See that our wuzu is correct. That is why to know all these masail is extremely important. And that is why masail are being taught here. Here it is just a glimpse to make us realize when we go home, we have to revise all these things again. And it's very simple. Every day we have ta'aleem at home. 5 minutes, 6 minutes, have a ta'aleem, one kitab on sunnah, basis ever, one masala every day you read, Allahu Akbar. So on seerat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, fazail-e-amal, life after death, 5-6 minutes ta'aleem at home, in few months see how your life will change. Allahu Akbar. There was a person in Karachi, our Shaykh explained, the Khalifa of our Dada Shaykh, the Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, not actually his Khalifa, but he was quite well known. But he was a person who used to sell achar. But he was known as Mufti Achar. So people, and why he was known as Mufti Achar? Anywhere he used to go, a person asked him a masala, he knew the correct masala. And he used to give the correct masala. So people were surprised, you're not an alim, you're nothing, how come you're giving correct masalas? He says, I read Behesti Zewar 5 times already. So it shows, if we read Behesti Zewar, and there all the masalas in there are the correct masalas, on which the fatwas are given. The ulama, what we learn in kitabs, etc., that is still a lot of discussion. So if we make the taleem, then a person will realize that I must go with proper etiquettes, learn how to enter the masjid, read with the right foot, read the du'as, etc. How to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am going to stand in the royal court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person keeps these 4 things in mind, and a person has to be attentive with the heart. For this it is extremely important. A person cannot train his heart on his own. For this you need a cause of zikrullah. Allah Ta'ala has said in that ayat, اُتْلُ مَا أُوْحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. That one is, when the heart has become hard and disinclined towards deen, just involved in dunya, that means the heart has become hard. How to soften that heart? Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab. Start making tilawat of Quran Sharif. Read, make tilawat of Quran daily. Your skin will become soft. Your heart will become soft. And then perform salah. And then that salah will start taking out all the filth and dirt from our lives. But for that, to perform a salah of concentration, that your heart is attentive, and at your heart you know that I'm standing in front of Allah. For that Allah says, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The greatest thing to bring your heart under concentration is the zikr of Allah. And for that you need a course. That is, go to the spiritual doctors, the mashayikh, and connect yourself with the mashayikh, and they will teach us how to make zikrullah. When you do a course of zikrullah, then you'll see the heart will come, will be attentive. And you're able to bring your heart to attention. You'll be busy in some big business, but the moment you hear azan, you'll come for salah, it's like you're turning a switch, and now you're in front of Allah. But if you don't do this cause of zikrullah, you can be a great mufti also. You can be whoever. The moment you come in namaz, you'll see your thoughts are back towards the work that you are doing. You try to concentrate, but now your mind is running away again. So for this, a cause of zikrullah is extremely important. That is why Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah alayhi said so beautifully, yad zamana basuhbati awliya, better astad sala ta'ad bariyas. That one moment in the company of the friend of Allah is better than 100 years of ibadat with sincerity. Because a person who does ibadat with sincerity also, in a split moment, shaitan can mislead him. Very soon shaitan just brings a thought, you are very great buzurg. And as we heard Hazrat and mentioned in the incident yesterday, person so engrossed in ibadat, and a sinner came to sit next to him thinking he'll get barakat. When he finished making his muraqabah, his meditation, he opened his eyes and looked at the sinner, he said, what you sitting by me? You are the biggest sinner, and he chased him away. That means all his ibadat got down the drain. That he thought is a great buzurg. So in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one split moment, there are certain things that we might be doing wrong in our life. Just that moment, something they said, it affected the heart. You see, your whole life has changed. As one person, Hazrat explained, and we hear this incident over and over, Hazrat gave one bayan, nikah bayan here in the masjid, and he just explained that in salah, how to control your gazes. That person was a pious person, used to go regular in jamaat, everything. And he was worried about his Islam, that he couldn't control his gazes. And he said he even made a second nikah. After he heard that bayan, after 2 months he phoned Hazrat. He said, Hazrat, jazakumullah. Hazrat say, why? He said, I had this problem, I couldn't control my gazes, and I even made a second nikah, it still didn't come right. But I heard your bayan that I must control my gazes in namaz. Look at the correct places, the sajda position, in ruku at your feet, in sajda, look at the tip of your nose. Although it's difficult, don't close your eyes, but try and look there. And remember, many people say we want to close our eyes for concentration. Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi Rahmatullah has explained that more important than concentration is the sunnat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sunnat will bring that concentration in your namaz. So which you will. When that person heard this bayan, he says, after I practice on this for a little while, now my eyes are under control. So that one moment he sat here, he changed his whole life. So this is the barakat of sitting in the company of the pious servants of Allah. Otherwise today the trap of shaitan is, and the Western world is, that they want to separate the ummah from the ulama. When you separate it from the ulama, then you won't have deen in your life. You won't have masajid. You won't know how to obey the commands of Allah. And how they did it? Very easy. Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh explained, in Russia, what they told, they started advertising about dunya and made people realize that dunya is what will give you a better life and this will give you a status, etc. And today, worse. We living in such a condition, just a person got a different cell phone, he wants to expose it, that this is my status. A car is our, and today youngsters, and today every person, even a mufti, even a person in Jamaat, Sufi, everybody's tongue. No, secular education, dunya's education is very important. But where is this dunya's education taking us? The ulama will tell you that the interest is haram. Without a credit card, without taking loans, how are you going to buy another car? How are you going to live it up? And these ulama, you have to pay them. They are a burden to you. And they are stopping your progress. So what happened? The enemies didn't have to kill the ulama. The Muslim youngsters themselves started killing the ulama. And today we see the condition of the ummah. And sadly, those people now, that have tried to adulterate our deen in our makatib system that our elders have established, was so fundamental that people who attended the makatib till today they got connection with the ulama. These are people that put up madaris, that put up masjids. So if people don't realize the importance of the ulama, the importance of the maktab, then what they will put up? They'll put up all dancing clubs and they'll put up all those type of businesses. They're selling haram in there also. And they think nothing about this. So it's extremely important that we realize and see a person, Judge Akbar Allahabadi, who had a high degree in the time of the British. He was a judge in the British High Court. But when he got connected to the friends of Allah, 1 minute he went in the company of a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a pious servant, his whole mind and outlook of life changed. And then he said many beautiful poems. One very, very beautiful poem he mentioned, Na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se, deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. That deen you won't just get from the kitab. Kitabs you get information. Today we see even ulama. We did the whole course and we know all the masail of namaz, but we're not there for fajr namaz. We're not there. If it's holiday period, if you see sometimes a person, a learned person, you won't realize, is this the alim, is this the imam of my masjid or what? So deen is, it's not if you, from kitab you just get the masail information. Even just from bayan you won't get it. Even just to give sadqa and charity is very easy. Ulama explained, today's time Allah has given affluence to send one check of 1 million rand to Syria, to Palestine, very easy. But tell that person to leave out one sin, see how hard is that. To leave out one sin, one guna is for us, and to give charity is nafal. So shaitan puts us involved in those things which are not so important. And what is important for us, he makes us forget. And life, very important to our Islam, our reformation is for us. Shaitan makes us unmindful. And that is why we should correct our intention, why we have come here. Basically, we have come here for Islam. Our niyat is that why Allah sent us in the world? To get connected to Allah. We loving for Allah and we have to meet Allah in Akhirat. So we have to prepare for Akhirat. For that we need Islam, our spiritual reformation. And that is why Allah says in another ayat, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَذَكَّى وَذَكَّرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. That person will be successful who goes on the path of Islam, spiritual reformation. And then when he starts performing Salah, and then Allah Akbar, see the enjoyment of his Salah. But a person shouldn't say that I'm not doing my spiritual reformation, I can't concentrate in namaz, so why should I perform namaz? No, your faraz you have to do.
even if you are unmindful, further you have to do. But intelligent will be a person that before a thing becomes further on you, you start learning how to do it. Today we learn all different causes, but what we have to learn, and today any ordinary cause, Allahu Akbar, any small thing, big seminar, and see how they advertise, you must apply online, and you'll have to pay 5,000 rand for a 1 hour discussion, 1 hour talk, and people pay. This is the greatest seminar in the world where you're learning about Allah, and it's free of charge. For this seminar, even if the mashayikh have to say a million rand for 10 minutes, that also is too little. But we're getting it free of charge. And nobody, and we're not interested in the seminar, which is the greatest seminar. And Allah has brought us here, it is only the fadl of Allah. It is the karam of Allah. Jitna shukar, itna kam. How much shukar we make, we can't appreciate. And so we should realize. So he said, deen milta hai buzurgo ki nazar se. Where you will get deen will come in your life when you sit in the company of the friends of Allah. What an open heart that Allah, that love of yours that is in their heart, that presence of Allah that is in their heart, that taqwa, let it transfer into my heart. And this is how deen spread. Not with kitabs, but sohbat. Sahaba sat in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That current of iman penetrated their heart in a split moment. And see how they brought Islam to the world. So Allah Ta'ala give us this reality and make us understand. Then further we started with the next sabak, and that is the first lesson of namaz, which is basically with regard to niyat, takbir, tahreema and qiyam. That is, we did briefly already, that after we realized the four important points, the importance of namaz, etc., what a great gift and how we should be concentrating with proper etiquette and adab. Now when you want to come for salah, now which direction you should face. Very beautifully, Allah Ta'ala has made the system that the center of the earth is Kaaba Sharif. The whole earth was filled only with water. Where Kaaba Sharif is, Allah made a bubble come out, and from there Allah brought earth. Allah started spreading earth. And today with modern science, all the geographical means they have used to determine the center of the earth, they have come to realize 100% the center of the earth is Kaaba Sharif. Where Kaaba Sharif is. And Kaaba Sharif, that's the center of the earth started with sand. And so Allah Ta'ala says that you face Kaaba Sharif. And this is that when a person is focused in one direction, his mind won't be going to all other directions. So we are not worshipping the Kaaba Sharif, we are worshipping that focal point where Allah Ta'ala sends down the hidayat, where Allah Ta'ala sends down his rahmat. It comes clearly in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala, inna awwala bayti wudiya linnas lalladhi bibakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil alamin. The first house for ibadat Allah Ta'ala has established is Kaaba Sharif. And on day Allah sends down, this is a house full of blessings. Allah's barakat comes down, Allah's rahmat comes down, hidayat comes down directly on Kaaba Sharif. And that is from there it spread to Madina Sharif, it spread to Baitul Muqaddas and all the other daughters of Kaaba Sharif, the masajids of the world, it spreads today. That is why when we come in the masjid, what dua we supposed to be reading? Rabbi filli zunubi waftahli abwaba rahmati. That oh Allah forgive my sins first, because sins is that thing that will block us from getting rahmat. Like Hazrat explained so beautifully, many of us, Allah gives opportunity, you go to Kaaba Sharif, where the central focal point of hidayat, just 1 minute in the presence of Kaaba Sharif, where Allah's special mercies are descending, your life is supposed to change. But we see, we go without a beard, we come back without a beard. Many of us, we learn here, we have to wear topi, we have to wear long sleeves in namaz, we go Kaaba Sharif, we see what others are doing, we come back worse. Why? Because we didn't take out our raincoats of sins. We go there, so it's extremely important that a person do this course. So Kaaba Sharif is the central focal point of the earth, that is where Allah Ta'ala started the earth from. And insan is also made from sand. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ تِينَ. This body, Allah Ta'ala made from sand. So Allah Ta'ala says, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ يَرْجِعُ إِلَىٰ أَصْلِ. Everything turns towards its origin. So you also face Kaaba Sharif. And when you facing Kaaba Sharif with your body, you'll get the current of Kaaba Sharif coming to you. And today, modern science have come to realize that Kaaba Sharif is emitting positive currents. Such positive currents that affects the body. And Allahu Akbar. Look at the system of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has commanded us that you face Kaaba Sharif in your namaz. And you focus towards Kaaba Sharif. It is actually you are focusing to the central point where Allah's rahmat is descending. So our body should be faced towards Kaaba Sharif. And then our reality. The insan is made of two parts. One is the body. And one is the reality, the ruh, the soul. The soul, where is the origin of the soul? Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. People will ask you about the soul. Where did the soul come from? And how many philosophers, and they are so busy researching about soul, and they have wrote books and books, but they still haven't understood what the soul is. And Allah Ta'ala has said so simple in two words, this is the command of Allah. You won't understand this. Allah is the one who yuhyi wa yumeet. Allah is the one who creates. He gives life. He takes away your life. So the soul has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the soul, what is the Kaaba of the soul? The Zaat of Allah. We should focus our heart towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. The body should be focused towards Kaaba Sharif. But the heart should be focused towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And a person should realize that Allah Ta'ala is my creator. And how Allah Ta'ala created us. Allahu Akbar. From one handful of soil, Allah Ta'ala made this human being. وَمِنْ آيَاتِي أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ. One of the signs of Allah, so easy to recognize, that Allah created you from sin, and now you human beings, you walking around, you doing this, you so much technology you are manufacturing, you manufacturing jets, you manufacturing submarines, and you get so astonished, but you forgot Allah made you from sin. And Allahu Akbar. Today a person just makes one walkie-talkie doll, and the way it talks and moves, you bought it for your grandchild, but you getting astonished. Let's see how the doll is walking. See, Allah didn't make one walkie-talkie doll. Allah is making billions and billions of His son every day. And what brains Allah gave us. The small brains that is not even 1.5 grams in weight. Over 12 million cells Allah has put. And Allah has made us insan that now you make microchips and you make jets, etc. So we get astonished with all that. We forgot Allah made me from one droplet of dirty, filthy fluid. That is my Allah. That is my Khaliq. So my heart should be turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I should be totally focused towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala is that Khaliq, that Khalaqi Azim, that the whole world today can try and claim that we can clone and make another human being. Impossible. They can never forget another human being. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, duriba mathalun, fastami'u lahu. That, oh people, let me give you an example. Open your ears and listen. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ لَيَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابَ وَلَوِ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Whoever you turn to besides Allah, all of you, with all your resources, with all your abilities and intelligence I have given you, if you try to create a wing of a fly, you can't even do that. Forget creating a wing of a fly. A fly comes and sits on your food and takes away even that lethal. You can't even stop the fly from taking away that. So you are totally useless. And realize Allah is my creator. So I have come here in the presence of my creator. Allah who knows me in and out. So my heart should be focused towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And totally realize that Allahu Akbar. Allah has given me this opportunity to be present in the court of Allah. Not just one appointment and very difficult to get. 5 times a day. And 100% Allah is focusing towards us. Allah Ta'ala's attention is on us. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is on us. And why is Allah Ta'ala calling us? حاجات اپنی عرض کری. If you come, ask me for your needs. I know your needs better than you. And Allah has mentioned clearly, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. That all people, today also we learned this morning in the Tafsir, Mawlana Musa Sahib, Dawud Barakat, may explain so beautifully, that we are totally in need. Every split moment, every creation is totally in need of Allah every split moment. And Allah Ta'ala is taking care of every creation and every human being, and not just the human being in complete. Every drop of blood, every split moment, Allah is taking care of it. One split moment, one clot of blood comes in your brain, in any of your system, in your veins, and see how you can't function anymore. So Allah Ta'ala, we are totally in need, individually, collectively. If the whole world decides that no, we will join all our resources, all our intelligence, all our technology, all our wealth, and we will create a United Nations, and we don't need Allah, aliyazu billah. That's what the Western world thinks, that where is your Allah? We got all our resources. Allah Ta'ala says immediately after that, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. That you are totally independent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِيَّتَيْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقِنَا. If Allah decides, He can wipe you out in a split moment, and Allah can bring somebody else. And we see in a split moment how Allah ta'ala wipes out nations. Great, great nations. Quran Kareem is not a story book, but it is a book of lessons. I mean, ayati, take lessons. Great, great people came before. Great, great nations came before. And how Allah Ta'ala wiped them out in split moment. So we should realize that we are totally in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when a person has realized this, and now he realized I'm going in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person now is intending, I'm going for the special meeting. When you go for a special meeting, now you're thinking that what I'm going to, how must I prepare, present myself? How must I ask and how must I present my needs to this great person? He has given me this opportunity. So a person in his mind, before time, what extreme greatness of Allah in your mind. And aqeedah durust, what proper aqeedah. That is why it's extremely important to learn from our learned scholars, authentic learned scholars, what aqeedah we should have. And we see, alhamdulillah, that Khanqah is not just making zikr, and we think we have reached the arsh of Allah, but we don't know the basics of our deen. We learn here aqeedah, all the other departments of deen, our muamalat, our dealings, and then our mu'asirat, our social living, our akhlaq, all these things have to be in order. So a person, not how we understand Allah Ta'ala to be, how it was taught to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Have a correct understanding, correct aqidah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with a correct intention, with a correct belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with total ikhlas, that I am coming only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No ulterior motive. I'm in need of Allah. Allah is not in need of me. I'm not coming because I have to mark my register. This person has to see that I'm there. Or my first self, I am there punctual. If I'm not there, what people will think? No, totally our niyat has to be corrected. And for this, the cause of zikrullah will help us. Without this cause, we think that our niyat are correct. But the moment we come in the masjid, we just see somebody, there we're reading a longer namaz, and we are dead. So our attention is immediately changed. So and a person should realize, have the correct niyat and 100% be alert that Allah Ta'ala, the greatest king, I am in the court of Allah. Allah's attention, Allah's full attention is to me. So shouldn't I be attentive to Allah? Shouldn't I turn my direction away from everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that is what Allah Ta'ala teaches us. وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. When you learn to make zikr of Allah, to turn your mind from everything else away from Allah, then you'll only able to focus in namaz. But if you don't want to do this course of Zikrullah, you will see it's very hard. You will try to focus. You will focus hardly few seconds and you see your mind is drifted. You try again, your mind is drifted. But do the course of Zikrullah and regularly do our Zikr every day. Just is that spiritual current and strength that out of Namaz you're thinking of Allah, in Namaz how much more you will think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person realizes all this now, he puts in mind the greatness of Allah, how I'm in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how kind is Allah, I got the special opportunity of His royal meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in this way a person now starts and he says, Allahu Akbar. What proper attention, what proper adab, standing properly also. Like our chair says, not like you're standing on the street corner, one leg up, one leg down also. Our hands are not even fastened properly. We just keep our hands anyhow and we're standing in front of Allah. Allahu Akbar. You go in front of any person and you don't stand properly, you don't have respect. You don't. So in front of Allah, but how much adab, but how much respect. Then we say Allahu Akbar, that Allah bahut bada hai, that Allah is very, very great. And in reality, only Allah is the greatest. Allah, and as our Shaykh teaches us, myself first of all, in a day, almost 200 times we're saying Allahu Akbar. We hear the Imam saying, so almost 400 times just in our faras, our wajib, our sunnati muqtadas, we're saying Allahu Akbar. And then azan, and then in our tasbihs we read. But myself, still the vapor of Allah's greatness haven't touched my heart. How much we are saying Allahu Akbar. So to realize this reality, and what realize how great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person stands with utmost respect and utmost attention. And this is what a person realizes, that you use in front of Allah, you stand with humility, with humbleness. And this humbleness, not what we think is humbleness. From this also understand that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform namaz as you saw me performing namaz. So we have to learn how to stand with humbleness, how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the Sahaba, and it came down right down till the chain, till we learn from our mashayikh, that many of us, we think humbleness is to keep our head down. That is not humbleness. Keep your head straight up, focus your eyes towards the Sajda place. And those people will know who are present in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why, as we said, so important to realize that we have to learn deen from our elders, from our mashayikh, not on our own, not on the internet, not just in kitabs. We won't get proper deen there. Sahaba radiallahu were present, so they passed on correct namaz to their followers and their followers. Otherwise, Hazrat gives a beautiful example. If a father, for example, is laying on his bed at night and he tells his son, Abdullah, bring me a glass of water, bring me water. Abdullah, he'll take water. He knows my father wants to drink water, so he'll take in a glass. If Saturday afternoon he's standing outside by his car and his sleeves are rolled up and he says the same words, Abdullah, bring me water. Now what, Abdullah will take water? In a bucket. So those that were present, so similarly, Sahaba Rajna were present in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they knew how, what was humility, what was humbleness, how to stand in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why, if we don't learn deen from our mashayikh, from our elders, our learned scholars, then we will have our own idea of deen. And that will be called ta'rif, that we ta'rif a deen. That we are changing the deen according to our own understanding. And today we see the sickness of the ummah spreading. So if we don't keep contact with our mashayikh, we'll be fooling ourselves. Like today, many people say humbleness and the salah, you just have to meditate for a few minutes. You don't have to stand and 5 times a day. Just meditate and close your eyes for 5 minutes and concentrate in front of Allah and think that is salah. That is far from salah. That is taking you towards Jahannam. So let us understand the reality. Appreciate that Allah Ta'ala has brought us here in the company of the mashayikh, and let us make intention. I have come here for my salah. I have come here to get connected to Allah and to improve my salah so I can get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.